So pray with me. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I open my heart and I open my ears and I expect you to speak to me and minister to me right where I am. My ears are open and my heart is ready for what you have for me. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we just thank you for your word. We just ask you, Lord, speak to us, minister to us right where we are. With open ears and an open heart, Lord, we come expecting today, and we just thank you that you speak to us right now. In Jesus' name, your word is alive and real. And everybody shouted, amen. Amen. Turn to your neighbor, give him a high five, and you can be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Say it out. Say this out loud with me. Say, the Lord is good. You know, if you're reading your emails this week, I wrote some things down about the Lord is good. And I've been thinking about that saying, your man is in the oven and it's about to come out. Of course, the guy that I heard preaching it, he's an R.W. Shambach type, you know. Somebody say hallelujah. Your man is in the oven and it's about to come out. Glory to God. And I heard that and I got so excited. I said, woo! Made the cat run. Amen. But it is. And I got to thinking, you know, God is so good. If we had a revelation of how good he is, we wouldn't doubt him. I mean, your daddy's got it going on. He's got streets of gold. He's got a full supply. He sent his only son to die for you. He was raised from the dead. And he turned it all around and he gave it right back to you. Amen. Amen. He took off his royalty. Laid it down. Woo! When you were reprobate, lost, bleeding and dying on the Jericho Road. But he died for you. He came and he picked you up, didn't he?
Yeah.
And you asked him into your heart. And he picked up his royal robe that he took off and he put it on you. And he buttoned the button. And he gave you all authority. When you get a revelation of that and who you are in Christ, you'll begin to talk different. You'll begin to receive different. You'll begin to run at things different. Amen. You'll speak faith. You'll see faith manifest right in front of you. Amen. But I want you to know this morning, God is good. Shout that out. Say, my God is good. Every time today you hear the word good, I want you to shout hallelujah. Good.
Hallelujah.
I want to hear it like that all through this message. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. He is good.
Hallelujah.
All the time, he is good.
Hallelujah.
All right, you're getting it. Well, you know the Bible tells us, I'm going to run through these scriptures. Are you ready? Psalm 34 and verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Blessed is the man that trusts in him.
Amen.
You know, you see that first part, the Lord is good.
Hallelujah.
But the last part, you're blessed if you trust him.
Right.
Amen. You're blessed if you trust him. Amen. You know, in the Amplified Bible, it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord, our God, is good. Blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied. I love that. You know, everybody looks at us and they're envious of how we live. We're envious of where we go, what we do. There's one restaurant we go to all the time we take our guests to. I found out from one of the servers people fight to have our table. They do. No, I want it. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm just telling you. People are envious of the happy, fortunate life you have if you're living it right. Your life ought to be a testimony, not a warning sign. You know, lost in space, warning, danger, warning. The robot. Y'all here? Good! All right, you're still here. All right. But it says here that you're blessed. You're blessed. Happy. Fortunate to be envied is the one who trusts and takes refuge in God. Amen. Well, the voice translations, and it's a little bit different wording here, but you know where to say it. Taste of His goodness. See how wonderful the eternal truly is. Anyone who puts trust in Him will be blessed and comforted. Amen. I like that. And then the Message Bible, it says, open your mouth and taste. Open your eyes and see how good God is. Blessed are you who run to Him. Whoo! Blessed are you who run to Him. The Living Bible, I love this one, says, I'm not there, am I? I left you. If you got your note page, you're still with me. The Message Bible, did I just do that? No. Oh, let's do it again. Open your mouth and taste. Open your eyes and see how good God is. Blessed are you who run to Him. The Living Bible reads, yes. Oh, put God to the test and see how kind He is. See for yourself the way His mercies shower down on all who trust in Him. Think about that. His mercies are constantly showering down on you. Why are you acting depressed? Why did you cut your pine tree down and rah, 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 licking the stump? Why would you go to your trash can and open the lid and lick around the lid? You ought to be the happiest people on the face of this earth. You ought to be so overjoyed and full of life that you can't do nothing but be excited about the goodness of God. Amen. And I'm here to tell you today that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. And His mercy endures for how long? Never. I'm telling you today, you can count on Him. How many of you know you can count on God? Why is that? Because He's faithful forever. He's faithful forever. You just don't know how I feel. You got more faith in your feelings than you do the Word. Because if you knew the Word, you'd be doing and obeying what the Word says. The Bible says to rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say what? Amen. You ought to be obedient, not a whiner or complainer. Amen. You can always count on God because He's forever faithful. Forever faithful. You know, you ought to remember this. And I'm going to read the scripture here real quick. But it's never God's ability that's lacking. It is never God's ability that's lacking. Why is that? Because Jesus gave it all to us. Amen. It's never His ability that is lacking. It's only our confidence. If we don't know who we are in Him and in Him, if we don't know who we are to Him and in Him, there'll be a tendency for us to draw back instead of stepping out. That's why we never cast away our confidence. Does the Scripture say, remember this, do not abandon your confidence, which will what? Lead to rich rewards. I don't know about you, that makes me feel good all over. Amen. Don't cast away my confidence. Who's my confidence in? My confidence is in God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When you go to lunch today, you ought to just say that verse and scream hallelujah at the restaurant. Make all them first church people be all whatever about you. Amen. And don't complain about everything. Gosh, that's a real testimony. Remember this and do not abandon your confidence. Why? We should trust that He's good to you. Amen. He's good to you, isn't He? Amen. His Word is true, isn't it?
Yes.
He's always faithful, isn't He?
Yes.
And He's always good.
Hallelujah.
You know, I want you to know this today. He is, Brother Hagin talked about one of the names of God is called El Shaddai.
Yes.
El Shaddai. And we know the definition is so easy. We've heard it for many, many years. If you ever get a chance, I got the video. We're going to do that camp meeting night. Real soon, I'm going to show El Shaddai again. Because you guys see that. It's from the 60s. It's there at Sheridan Christian Center in Tulsa. And you haven't seen anything till you see him preach that message on El Shaddai. You know, El Shaddai means he's the God who's what? More than enough. Not a smidgen, not just a little snot here and there. No, but our God is what? More than enough. He's El Shaddai, not El Cheapo. Amen. He's El Shaddai, he's not El Cheapo. He's more than enough. And I want you to know this today, that your big loaf of manna is about to come out of that oven. It's about to come out of that oven because the timer is about to ding. Amen. And when that timer goes off, buddy, it's coming out. You might as well start getting excited, mixing up that honey butter because that bread's coming out of the oven. Whatever it is you're believing for, whatever it is you've been praying about, whatever it is you're hoping for, it's coming out of the oven and you need to get excited about the things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That timer's about to ding. I don't know what you did at your house, but when Mom would make fresh bread, you remember Mom would make that whole wheat bread? And it was so good. You could come into the house and it's like, my gosh, she's breaking bread again. You know, some households, you know, is, you know, oh no, she's breaking bread again. You know, but it was good. There was honey in it. There was all sorts of stuff in it that just made it so sweet. And you know, when you walked in the house, you could smell it. And every once in a while, we'd make honey butter. Every once in a while, she'd take a whole stick of butter and she'd whip it with the mixer. And you know, that butter's so fresh and smooth. And when that bread would come out and you cut that loaf, how warm it is and how you can hardly hold it because it's so hot. But then you spread that honey butter all over it. And you put that piece in your mouth, that first bite. And oh, you start singing, when the rolls are called up yonder. When the rolls are made up yonder. And you start, oh, everything in your body is going, wow. That's El Shaddai. He is more than enough. I don't know what you've been believing for, but I'm telling you, that big loaf of manna is in the oven, and it's about to come out. Amen. Are you hearing me today? Your big need, your big thing, whatever it is you're believing God for, it's about to come out of that oven. Amen. It's coming out. I don't know. Maybe you need to be reminded about this for yourself. But you got to know God didn't give you a spirit of fear. He did not give you, as it says in the Amplified here, it says, He did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardness, of craving and cringing and fawning fear. But He has given us a spirit of what? Power. And a spirit of love. And I love this. You got to get a handle on this. If you struggle with fear, you ought to be speaking this verse every time you think about fear. He gives you power, love, and a calm, well-balanced mind. And discipline. And self-control. Amen. A well-balanced mind. Another translation says a calm, well-balanced, and undisturbed mind. Amen. What are you focusing on? I'm already smelling bread. I don't know about you. Are you listening? Your expectation of faith should be high. I'm already smelling the bread. I'm out in the yard. I've been mowing the grass, and I can still smell that bread, that warm bread being made, and it's getting close. Whatever it is you're believing for, whatever it is you're hoping for, if your faith's all set right and you got that rejoicing on and you got your shout on, I tell you what, you'll start smelling things before they come, supernaturally speaking. Amen. See, your expectation ought to rule your day, not your negative mouth and thoughts. Amen. I saw a picture this morning. I got up early, and I saw this picture this morning of this head and had the brain up here, had a power cable running down, the tongue sticking out, and it was unplugged. And the whole thing is, quit letting your brain dictate to you how you feel. Quit letting your flesh rule the day and start walking and living by the Spirit of God on the inside. Amen. Because the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. All right, y'all still here, all right? Well, you know, years ago, I had a pastor friend of mine, Bill McRae. Brother Bill, this is Elizabeth's uncle. Great uncle? Just uncle. Just uncle. They call him Uncle Butch. And I come up to him and hug him real tight quietly and say, hey, Uncle Butch. But Pastor Bill's great. We need to have him in sometime. Him and Miss Linda flow in the Holy Ghost like you have never seen. And tongues and interpretation, supernatural stuff. But Bill wrote this, and he said this. He says, years ago, there was a book called Faith, Foolishness, and Presumption. And it was written by a well-known California pastor that was Fred Price. And I have that book in my office. And it just goes with this about your manna's in the oven about to come out. Listen to me. But he wrote this book by that title, Faith, Foolishness, and Presumption. He wrote brilliantly of the differences between the three. And I'll tell you, and this is Bill's words, but I'm speaking for myself here too. I am a man of faith. I take God's command to live my life by faith very seriously. Multitudes of believers do. One will either live by faith or they will live by fear. Fear, according to the word, has torment. Therefore, fear not. Well, that's good advice, but it's not that simple sometimes. Both faith and fear are based on something. Fear is based on what you don't know. Faith is based on what you do know. If you're going to fear not and live by faith, you're going to have to control what you do and do not know. Did you catch that? You're going to have to, if you're going to live by faith and not fear, you're going to have to control what you do and do not know. Faith is built on trust, and trust is based on relationship. How well do you know Jesus and His Word? That answer reveals how strong your faith is and how vulnerable you are to fear. How well do you know the Lord? Well, I got that book. And I'll tell you today, my convictions are more firm about faith than they've ever been in my life. But I'm telling you something. No matter what season you are in right now, I'm telling you, it's temporary. Amen. Amen. Melissa and Chris and Valerie and Ashley, their daughter, they went to see Joyce Meyer Friday and Saturday. And Joyce got up Friday night and helped me out here. She basically talked about the year that she had. And how old is Joyce now? She'll be 81 in June. She was actually wasn't walking. She was rolling through the house in a wheelchair a while back. 2.5 months in a wheelchair. And she began to tell this story about her nerves. She had some issues with nerves, I think is what you said. Go ahead. It was in her leg, which I was thinking about me here when she's telling this. But then that same problem with her nerves, she wound up breaking her other foot. That's why she was in the wheelchair. I say all that because we all go through things. Oh, somebody say amen or oh me. We all go through things. And that was Joyce's point. We all go through things. I think even her husband went through some things he was dealing with. She talked about his pillow fetish. He has a pillow fetish. They have fights about his pillows. He likes lots of pillows. He sleeps with pillows between his legs, sleeps with pillows all around him, that kind of thing. And the pillows do not match the bedspread. And that's the most important thing of this story. No, but you know, and I just want you to know it doesn't matter what's going on, no matter what season you're in, He's still God and He's still good. Amen. Amen. He's still the healer and He's still good. And you still got something to shout about. You still got something to dance about. You still got something to say, hallelujah. Amen. I mean, your manna's in the oven, church, and it's about to come out. But see, you got to spend more time with God. That's a must. You can't talk Christianese and don't act like a Christian. You got to be somebody for Jesus. And I'll tell you this right now, if you're all worried and all like, well, I just don't know, and you got that whiny spirit on you, worshiping the golden calf of your life, brace yourself, the ground might open up. I'm teasing. But hear yourself sometimes. Why would you say things like you say? Worshiping your trouble more than you worship God. Exalting your problem like they exalted the golden calf. Because they wanted to feel something. They wanted to see a God. And people in the New Testament church, they exalt their problems way above the Word. And they wonder why things don't happen. I'm giving you the answers. It's so simple. See, the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. So my problems, they ought to be under my feet. See, I can do that now. I used to not be able to do that. Your problems are under your feet. Jesus gave you the authority to speak to your problem. Read Mark 11. Read the chapter before. Read the story in context. Jesus made an example of that fig tree so he could tell a story on purpose to show the disciples and to show us in the here and now what to do with circumstances and trouble. Again, your manna's in the oven. God mixed it all up real good.
Hallelujah.
He turned that blender on. He made up all the... Okay, I need some healing here. All right. They got some problems dealing with a boss. Mm-hmm. They got... They got calluses on the bottom of their feet. You got to take care of that. Mm-hmm. And they start stirring all... He's stirring all that up. He baked the bread. He molded it with his hands. Didn't use a pan. He did it all perfect because he had you in mind. And he put that bread right in the oven. And the timer's been going. And if your faith is up, you're starting to smell it because you feel so good because that rejoicing's on the inside and it's coming out on the outside. You got your shout going. He's like, my God, I'm smelling that bread. Woo, my need has been met. I'm a child of the King. Everything that I have need of, He's taken care of. He said He'd supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory. And I got something to shout about. The blood was more than enough. Amen. My manna is about to come out. How about you? See, if all we talk is fear and what we can or can't do and have or have not, then we're giving in to the spirit of fear. But we got to boldly declare that I don't have a spirit of fear. I have power. I got love. I got a calm, well-balanced, and undisturbed mind. So as I close right here, I want to remind you of a couple verses that you ought to take to heart this week. Amen. Because no matter where you're at, I'm telling you right now, the only reason your loaf of manna hadn't come out yet because you keep negating it with your negative mouth. You've lost your joy. You've let go of it. Jerry Savelle preached, if the devil can steal your joy, he can steal all your goods.
Hallelujah.
Might have been the wrong spot. Just kidding. Y'all with me today? If the devil can steal all your joy, he can take everything you own. Responsibility lies with us to obey the Word. God's already done all the answering He's going to do. He gave you authority. He gave you the power. I can't sing that song. It's not a Christian song, but I got the power. Y'all with me? Right, you know, you got to get also, you really need to get shouting happy. Well, I'm not able to. Really? Really? You can do anything. The Bible says I can do all things through my God who strengthens me. Amen. Even when you're weak, He's made you. You got it so easy you don't realize it. Let me give you these verses. I don't want to keep going. Matthew 6:34 tells you not to be anxious about tomorrow. He said, don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow too. Again, your manna is in the oven and it's about to come out. Amen. Another verse. I love this verse. Psalm 37, 19. They will not be disgraced in hard times. Even in famine, they will have what? More than enough. Thank God I serve El Shaddai. Hallelujah. El Shaddai lives in me. Amen. Not El Cheapo. Hallelujah. Say it with me. My manna is coming out of the oven. What about this verse? Isaiah 41, verse 10. The Bible tells us here in the Amplified, it says, fear not. Notice what it says in parentheses there. There is nothing to fear. Whoo! And then God tells you again, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you and retain you with my weak and cheap hand. Is that what it says? See, you got something to shout about this morning. Am I right? I'm going to hold you up. I'm going to retain you with my victorious right hand of righteousness and justice. Say it with me. My manna is coming out of the oven. I can smell it. The timer is about to ding. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I got one more for you. One more. I love this. Oh, I forgot I was going to read this to you too before I read that verse. You know, the Passion Bible, it's not a translation. They made a mistake calling it that. It's really a paraphrase. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Like Norval always taught us in school, eat the hay and spit out the sticks. Okay? So sweep your porch about being all negative. But hear what this says about revelation knowledge. Because having a revelation knowledge about this whole manna thing and the goodness of God, it changes the way you look at life. But revelation is what I'm trying to get over to you about how good God is. Hallelujah. All right. This is from Proverbs 24, and it's talking about wisdom. Hear this. Wisdom can make anyone into a mighty warrior. And revelation knowledge increases strength. And you go down. This is Proverbs 24, and I'm going to start reading here at verse... Oh, I can't see that. So the small numbers here. Verse, I think it's 13. But it says... revelation knowledge is a delicacy. Ooh. Sweet like flowing honey that melts in your mouth. Eat as much of it as you can, my friend. For then you will perceive what is true wisdom. Your future will be bright. And this hope living within will never disappoint you. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. Whew. Every time you think of that word, you ought to start shouting. Because your daddy's good. Hallelujah. And he's better than a sugar daddy. Yeah. Amen. Revelation knowledge is a delicacy. Sweet like flowing honey that melts in your mouth. Eat as much of it as you can, my friend. For when you perceive what is true wisdom, your future will be bright, and this hope living within you will never disappoint you. That's a good word, isn't it? You know, in the mornings, y'all know I do this. Every mornings, I read a proverb every day, and I'll switch back and forth from the Amplified to the Message to New King James. But I really like reading it from the Passion because it's just real down to earth. There's things about money. The way they word it in here, don't fall for get-rich-quick schemes. Don't live in panic. The way it's written, it's just like, just takes the blinders off your eyes. We can be programmed by a lot of things. You ought to be programmed by the Scriptures. Amen. So I just put that out there. But again, my manna is coming out of the oven. I can smell it. That timer's about to ding. Well, this verse in Isaiah 41 and verse 10, this is it in the Passion paraphrase. It says, do not yield to fear, for I am always near. Never turn your gaze from me, for I am your what? Faithful God. I will infuse you with my strength and help you in every situation. I will hold you firmly with my victorious right hand. Oh, that's something to shout about right there. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. Say it one more time. In fact, stand on your feet. Come on, we got to go. Hallelujah. Come on. Stand up on your feet. Say it out loud with me. Say, my God is a good God. Hallelujah. He's a good God. He's forever faithful. He takes care of me. He takes care of my needs. He's the healer of my body. He's my financier. He's my defender. He will give me favor in every situation. He restores everything to me. He gives me honor in the midst of my adversaries. He gives me supernatural increase and promotion. He produces great victories in the midst of great impossibilities. He's producing recognition even when I seem the least likely to receive it. Amen. He gives me preferential treatment. He grants me petitions even by ungodly civil authorities. Come on. In the last two here. He causes policies, rules, regulations, and laws to be changed to my advantage. My God wins battles for me that I don't have to fight because He fights them for me. Because He's a good God. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Woo! He's a good God! Hallelujah! Woo! Thank you, Lord! Whatever it is you're believing for, just put that down and stick your feet on top of it and just stomp all over it. And just begin to thank God that you got it. Woo! Come on, let it have a place. Let that manna be smelled right now. Let that honey butter, you start smelling that honey butter right now. Woo, how good it is. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we love you, Lord. We thank you. You gave us the goods. Woo, you gave us the goods to do good things, to be a blessing. Lord, to walk and live by faith and to do it in victory. And Lord, we just exalt you today. We magnify you. Oh, we give you praise and we give you glory. Lord, you are our focus, our central theme for every moment of every hour, for every day. Lord, you opened the prison doors for Paul and Silas, and you are surely taking care of every one of us here today and everyone that's watching online right now. You surely take care of every detail. Woo, because you're a good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our manna's coming out of the oven. Hallelujah. Woo, our manna's coming out of the oven. Glory to God. You're the God who's more than enough. More than enough. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! I tell you what, if you'd shout about it, you'd be free from it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Whoo, the Lord is so wonderful. Hallelujah. Whoo, thank you, Lord. We'll say this out loud. I got it. I got the victory. And I got it. You believe that today? Amen. Well, come on, give the Lord a big shout one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Ha ha. Amen. Amen. Whew, he's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Amen. Given me all things. Given you all things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, bow your heads with me there. If you're watching online or if you're here today, I think everybody here is saved today. Whew, got your shout on today. Amen. Amen. Every once in a while, I just need to be stirred up. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But if you're watching today and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, I believe Jesus is coming soon.
Amen.
And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be left behind when the trumpet sounds. Because this world is about to rock and roll like you've never seen. And none of us want to be here when that happens. All the big enemies in the Ezekiel 38 war have been doing war games for the last 2 weeks. Things are close. Closer than you realize. Jesus is coming again. It ain't time to play with the things of God. It's not time to play church. It's time to know Him as your Savior, as your Lord. He's coming back. So if you've never made Him the Lord of your life, or maybe you used to be walking with Him, but you stepped away, like we said a little bit earlier. If you stepped away, it's time to get it right. So we're going to all pray together, and if you're watching today or you're here today and you meet any one of those two criterias there, maybe you're not living for the Lord like you should, like you used to, or maybe you're not saved and you want to be, then let's pray together right now. Pray with me, church. And you pray as well in faith that need to know. Say it with me. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you and I ask you to come into my life. Make me brand new. I believe that you sent your only Son to die for me and that you raised Him from the dead. I believe His blood was shed so that I could be free from all my sins. I ask you to forgive me. Jesus, I ask you right now to come into my heart. Make me completely brand new. From this day, this moment, forward, for all of eternity, I'm going to live my life for you. And honor you and be a testimony of your blessing on my life till I see you face to face. In Jesus' name, thank you for saving me. Thank you for delivering me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, we'd love to send you a book on who you are in Christ and about the new birth. And send us an email. The address is on the screen, and we want to help you. We want to be a blessing to you. I spend a lot of time during the week discipling people in email, and you know, we all need to grow in God more. Revelation knowledge is a delicacy. Amen. If you're struggling with anything in your faith, maybe things aren't happening like you should, dig deeper. Get a revelation, and don't say hallelujah here, but just hear the tenderness I'm saying this. God wants you to trust Him in His goodness. He wants you to trust Him that He is good. And when you do that, know who you are in Him and who you are to Him. It just changes the picture. You need to make knowing Him a delicacy. What's your favorite food to eat? And it's a delicacy when you get to do it. Jesus needs to be a bazillion times more than that to you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, I preach me happy. Amen. Well, say it one more time. Say, the Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
And His mercy,
endures forever.
I want you to have a wonderful, supernatural, good week, all right? And tell somebody about Jesus. Bring him to church. And God's got good things. Pray for us. We're going to drive to Columbia, Tennessee tomorrow morning. And we're not going to see the eclipse. We're going to go get in church. We're going to go hear Pastor and Mrs. Hagen, and William's going to be playing bass for the Crusade team, and we want to go see that and be a part of that. We got a state luncheon on Tuesday, and we're looking forward to that. It's going to be a good time, and then we got to rush back here and be back home Tuesday. If you need anything, call us. I call Pastor Matthew, make sure you're back at church on Wednesday. If not Wednesday, we'll see you Sunday, all right? If you need prayer for anything, we'll be glad to pray with you. And don't miss Cheryl and Harry coming, all right? We'll see you this week sometime. God bless you. You're dismissed.